What we try and do is we try and help guys coming in with addiction issues. A lot of things is based on hopelessness, and that's where a lot of guys turn to drugs and the alcohol, just as like a sticking plaster for life, which doesn't work, you know. So in here, I work for Start 360. I'm a mentor for it, and we have a course running called the Trauma Talks.
Yeah.
And the Trauma Talks is a massive part of what we do, because a lot of guys in society are full of trauma from a very young age, and the reason why they end up addicted to alcohol and the drugs, and the reason why they come into jail, is because they've never ever got the trauma sorted. Yeah. So the Trauma Talks is a 16-week course, and it's a fantastic course dealing on all aspects of trauma and how to cope with trauma. It gives you a lot of tools in your toolbox that you can use for coping mechanisms and just dealing with everyday issues in life.
And it's so hard to reach men to talk about trauma.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times as well, whenever people go to look for help, it's either not there or it's too long. It takes too long to wait. And it's that thing, whenever the courage is built, like, the action needs to happen then.
Yeah, 100%. And that's so true. But the other massive thing is that guys, there's a stigma around guys who they don't ask for it, because they think that if you ask for help, it's weak, you know. And it couldn't be further from the truth, because vulnerability is a strength, and that's a thing that I personally am trying to spread the word on, and lead by example. I'm in doing a life sentence, and I try to be as vulnerable as I can with all the guys,
yeah,
to show them that it's okay not to be okay, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Trauma Talks, I can't say enough on it. It's a girl called Fritzi Horseman in America who brought this course to a jail in America. She brought it into America, sorry. Whenever you see guys who are serving out so many different life sentences and doing maybe 500 years and 800 years, and, you know, she went into them jails. And what you found out is that it's called the trauma circle. And whenever she asked the guys how many has been abused in their lives, whether it be physically, sexually, how many people nobody's ever maybe spoke a nice word to them, never encouraged them. And the amount of guys who came forward and went into the middle of that circle, and the realisation that so many of us are just so similar, you know, and it was our background that led us here, and not dealing with trauma, not dealing with mental health issues. And this is why I'm so supportive of what I do in Start 360. It's to try to tell guys there is hope, you know.
And is there any, I suppose without naming names, any real memorable cases for you, or was there a moment where you really just had a clarity on what that 16-week program can do?
I could certainly just base it on my own experience. I thought it was just another tick box exercise for the jail, something that, as a life sentence prisoner, it was going to be handy for me to have had to have done that course for getting out. Little did I realise that about halfway through the course, I would start realising just exactly where I went wrong in life. But not just understanding where you went wrong in life, why you went wrong in life, and what led you to taking drugs. My thing was alcohol, cocaine. I sang in bands outside. And my thing was that any time I was faced with anything, drink. So go home, have a drink, go out, have a drink. Everything was a drink, and everything was like a mask. Sometimes you see the things on the TV with the guys taking the mask off after he comes away from everyone. And that was a big thing for me. And then in the Trauma Talks, it came about halfway through it, and I realised that I had so many issues that I had never dealt with, and I really wanted to deal with them and meet them head on. And that's where you have to become vulnerable, and you have to become open-minded and realise that you do need help, you know, and you can't deal with everything on your own. So that for me was life-changing, with the Trauma Talks. And that was only, I never asked for help before. And when I did ask for help, I got it from Start 360. So I'll always be very, very grateful then. You know, it was life-changing for me. So,
And what was it like finally getting help and realising that you were, you know, you were worthy of having it?
Being able to look yourself in the mirror is a massive thing. Understanding that you do have worth, even though you've made a mistake and you've come into prison, there's a lot more to life than, you know, than stigma, you know. And I realised that through my experiences, I could help enough of the other guys who had maybe been through maybe stuff that maybe wasn't the same, but very similar, and led them to similar places. And for me, being able to help them and show them, and especially the word vulnerability, that it can be a strength and not a weakness, and asking for help. For me, that's massive, and for me to be able to do that in jail and give back a wee bit is means a lot to me.